This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. This is Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies, and our tagline is we help you enjoy, hear that first part, folks, enjoy and protect your nest eggs. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risks if possible. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio between my daughter and myself for over 60 years. Not 6 years, 60 years. Now, primarily, we work with pre-retirees and retirees. Now, we have several clients that obviously are younger because of, you know, referral introductions to kids, et cetera, and we work with business people, et cetera. So we're going to tell you what we do, and we're going to talk about taxes, because this is the time of year for taxes. You may not be thinking about that, but you're getting your W-2s and 1099s. All of them should be sent out by January 31st. You may be one that has all your information. So if you do, we'll be talking about why you want to come in and see us, how you can possibly maybe get your tax returns at no charge. Would you like that? But more importantly, we do tax planning. And if you have some qualified accounts, $200,000, $300,000, half a million, $1 million, $2 million, which we've seen in these IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs, etc., you want to listen up, because we've been talking about tax diversification. If you don't know what that is, stay tuned. So we'll be talking about that. So let me give you some contact information. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148. I would say probably half our clients are from Ohio, half are from PA, because we're right on the border. If you're from Boardman, it takes you maybe half hour. If you're from Campfield, it might be 35, 40 minutes. Probably more like a half hour, 35 minutes, maybe, depending on how fast you drive. If you're from the Lawrence County, Newcastle area, maybe 20, 25 minutes. If you're from the Shannock area, if you're downtown, maybe 25 or 30 minutes. And then we've had people drive an hour to see us, from Ashtabula all the way down to Aliquippa, etc. So I happen to be a master certified estate planner. We'll talk about what that means. And why should you care? My daughter's a certified estate planner. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? If you didn't get a chance to write that toll-free number down, I'll repeat it later. But when you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area on Google where you'll see Leave a Legacy. Just click on that button. It'll take you to our website. It has all our contact information. And by the way, speaking of that website, you could literally spend hours. There's lots of free information, educational material. We have flip books on a variety of topics from taxes, etc. We have 6 mini seminars. I know one guy said I should tell I have so much stuff because people get confused and they don't do anything. No, I like multiple choice. You can focus on one item. You don't have to look at the rest of the stuff, but if I mention one, then the rest of the people don't know we have this other information. So one is on Social Security. In fact, my daughter Sherry used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. So one's on Social Security. There's a mini seminar Very short, 6 minutes long, not long. There's some questions you can take before or afterwards if you like to, a quiz. You don't have to, but test your knowledge. And then you can download a free report. So you can spend 10 minutes on that one topic. And then later on, you might want to go back and talks about if you haven't retired or you're ready to retire. One's on retirement readiness. One is when you get to retire or going into that retirement, it's usually for a lot of people, it's about the income. Now, there are exceptions. People got a lot of dividends and so forth. That's not the case. But the majority of it's more about predictable, guaranteed paycheck, like Social Security, but you need something supplemental to make sure no matter what happens that you have a paycheck for life. So one is on guaranteed income, paycheck for life. One is out of a tax-free retirement. Another one is on wills, trust, power of attorney, estate planning. One is on women in wealth. So there's six mini seminars. So just Google the word legacy financial, take it to an area on Google. Just click on where it says leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. And if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, anything you hear, either by phone or in person, again, just call us toll free at 800-264-4963. So we're going to kind of focus on this segment of Social Security in a little bit, but just talk about what else we do. Well, we just did a workshop this past week at Butler County Community College. We had about 40-some people show up, and it was sponsored by the Dimension Society. Pretty powerful. If you haven't done the planning, we're not just talking about just dementia, but any type of catastrophic illness, pre-crisis or crisis basis. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania who specialize in that area. It's very important that you know someone who specializes in that area. Then you need someone who knows how to do the planning besides the lawyer, and that's where we come in. We got lots of strategies you've never heard before. So that's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, it could wipe out your nest egg. And if you're a veteran, you definitely want to call right away. We have programs for that. We've talked in the past about those programs. Then taxes. We do tax preparation and tax planning. We have what-if scenarios that we can do what-if scenarios for you, but we also do tax preparation. That's on most people's mind right now. So our price is $150. That includes the long form, short form, Schedule A. Most people don't itemize anymore, but if you do, that's included. Schedule B, interest and dividends, capital gains. A lot of people charge extra for that. They charge extra for Schedule A. We don't charge extra for the capital gains, providing the trades are not more than 10. If they're over 10, it's usually a dollar, you know, per count on the trade. But the first 10 is included in that same price. Schedule E is included in that same price, $150. And we're going to talk about how you can get half off, one-third, or get it for free in a minute. But if Schedule E is rental, income, oil, and gas, that's included for that same price. If you have a local return, if you're working, it's $10 extra. If you have a lot of Schedule E's, call for a price. It's usually $25 or $35. If you have Schedule C's, depending on complexity, $25 or $35 for those. If you have a corporation, call, but I can assure you, it's a lot less than other companies. I have six corporations. Actually, that's for last year. This year, we'll probably have eight. We file for 2019 that we just finished up. So here's how you can get half off. You ready? First of all, $150, we give audit protection. You don't get that from other firms. That's included for that. We used to charge extra. Optional. Now it's included automatically for everybody. Audit protection. And I don't care if it's by mail or whatever it is, we have auto protection. What else? Well, if you refer one person, I don't care if son, daughter, or whatever, you get half off. So $75. If you have a local return, then it's $160. Half off would be $80. If you refer two people, whatever the tax return costs, you get two-thirds off. And if you refer three, there's no charge. What if you refer four or five? Well, you already got it for free. So there is no additional. Maybe we can give you something else. We'll have to think about that. So if you're interested in getting your tax returns done or learn more about that, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I mentioned about estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. We work with law attorneys who specialize in that. Now, when it comes to investments, you name the investment or savings, I can't say we have everything. We have most things. We talk a lot about yellow, green, and red money, like a traffic light. It's easy to remember. Yellow money is what? Your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We believe, depending on the person, we think you should have anywhere from 3 months to a year in those accounts. Now, the pros, the advantage of those are liquid and relatively safe. Other than that, they don't pay much of a yield, and they're, you know, so those are the downsides. You don't earn much. And with taxation and inflation, many people actually lose money, even though you're not losing your principal. But that's yellow money. We recommend 3 months to 6 months. And red money, we have an advisory group called Legacy Advisory Group. That's red money. That's risk money. Anything that can go up or down. We have strategic and tactical. We happen to prefer tactical, but we have both. And that would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, etc. And then green money is where your principal is protected. You can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. So every one of these have pros and cons. You can't say one's bad or other. If I were to say to you, are stocks good? I can show you some stocks that are rotten. I can show you some stocks that have been very good. I can show you some annuities that are absolutely rotten. I can show you some good ones. They've got pretty attractive, so you have to know which one and what you're trying to accomplish. So they all have their pros and cons. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When you come back, we're going to talk about quite a bit on Social Security, taxation, and markets. So the next two segments, we'll be talking about that. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information. Before I do, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about tax diversification and Social Security. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or you can Google the word legacy financial, take an area in Google that says leaveaLegacy.com. That's our website, and it has all our contact information. So if you'd like to schedule a complimentary consultation or learn more about that at no charge, I think you need to do that like ASAP, or if you want to get your taxes done. So give us a call, 800-264-4963. You also have another website. So you can learn more about those taxes. If I went too fast and you didn't catch all those numbers, that's innovationtaxservice.com. Innovation, that's the street we're on, taxservice.com. And you can sign up for our quarterly newsletter, lots of good tax information, talks about what we charge, etc. So before we move into Social Security, like I said, my daughter used to work for the Social Security office many, many, many years ago. Let's talk about tax diversification. I mentioned in past shows, many of you have heard of asset allocation, where you diversify your assets among different classes, stocks, bonds, you know, etc. But have you ever heard of tax diversification, like after-tax money, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Which one would you rather have if you had your druthers? Well, many people said the tax-free bucket. Well, that may or may not be the correct answer. It depends. Depends on what? Taxes and how much you're moving at the appropriate time. But we have some real powerful strategies. So if you got one of those, a lot of money tied up and tax qualified, and you haven't done tax diversification, you know what I'm talking about. We know how to move if it's appropriate. Depends on the person. But for many people, we can show you how to move that money and reduce your taxes substantially if you have a qualified account. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's the secret sauce. We don't do any Willie Nelson strategies because I can't sing. So there's a legitimate strategy, but I can assure you, I doubt if you've ever seen this in any place else. I really doubt if you have. So if you want to learn more about tax diversification, give us a call at 800-264-4963. So let's talk about Social Security, the largest government program in the world. It's projected to pay out, you ready for this, $950 billion in benefits for older Americans. In fact, folks, if you go to that website, usdebtclock.org, you'll see what I'm talking about, how much our debt is, and why you may want to look at diversifying your taxes, because these benefits are climbing. And they're, sooner or later, someone's going to have to pay for them. But anyways, $950 billion in benefits for older Americans. Another $150 billion on Social Security for disability payments this year alone. Research shows that entitlement programs, you ready for this, will start to exceed tax collection in 2020. And the program will deplete its $2.9 trillion reserve fund in 2035 if no action is taken. Now, let me stop you there. I had a guy who's pretty astute. He thought Social Security and Medicare is not an entitlement program. Well, I'm collecting Social Security and Medicare because I'm 71. I've got almost 50 years in this business, and it is an entitlement. How do I know that? Have you ever read page 3 of your Social Security report? Oh, I paid into it. That's right. I paid into it. Look how much you paid into it. Do you know how much you paid into it? I bet not. Page 3 will show you. You'll be shocked, especially when it comes to the Medicare. So it is an entitlement program. But it's part of the planning, so it's there. So it's an asset. It's an asset that someone should look at. But they're going to be looking to help pay for this for people that have money. So if you got qualified accounts, you may want to come and see us. As politicians suggest, fixing, cutting, or even expanding Social Security benefits through a variety of methods, primarily focused on what? Yes, you heard it right. Increasing taxes on who? Wealthy. Well, I'm not a wealthy person, you say. Oh, yeah. What's your definition of wealthy? You got one of those qualified accounts. Probably, depends on what definition they finalize, they're going after your money. It's clear the public should expect either smaller benefits, higher taxes, or what? Both in the future. It's math, folks. As the government looks to extend the runaway program that took place August 14, 1935, that roughly 4 in 10 Americans rely on this as their sole source. Now, I hope my audience, that's not the case, but a lot of you, that's kind of like a base. So it is an asset that should be cherished and part of your planning. So while 401k focus advisors are constantly striving to lower that percentage by getting more Americans to save in their employer-sponsored retirement plans, the beginning of the new year still seems like a good time for a refresher on some Social Security facts and figures. So we're going to go through that. There could probably be 100, but what follows are 20 bulletin points. So we'll try to go through these quickly. 20 bulletin points. The average Social Security benefit was $1,503 per month in January 2020. So is yours more or less? 1503. The maximum possible Social Security, and most people won't have this at full retirement, that's at 66 and so many months, or 67, is $3,011 in 2020. But the catch is you would have had to make $137,700 for 2020 over the 35-year career to get the Social Security benefit. So most people won't get near that at full retirement. So for a worker who becomes eligible for Social Security payments in 2020, the benefit amount, you ready for this, is calculated by multiplying the first $960 of average index monthly earnings by 90%, the remaining earnings of $5,785 by 32%, and earnings over $5,785 by 15%. See, that's what they call Social Security, social program. The sum of these three amounts rounded down to the nearest 10 cents is the initial payment. Of course, cost of living adjustment, delayed retirement credits can boost your retirement plans above that amount. Especially over 66, you can get those delayed credits that we've talked about in the past. So the average benefit per individual is $18,024 in 2020. For married couples, it's $2,531 a month, or $30,372 for the year. Also, some interesting facts. Among retirement workers who collected Social Security benefits based on their own records, men, 1627, received a higher average monthly benefit than women of 1297. That comes right from the Social Security Administration. There are now, you ready for this, 2.8 workers per Social Security beneficiary compared to 3.3 as recently as 2007, and many years ago it was 40. The Social Security Administration estimates Social Security benefits will start to exceed the program's costs in 2020, and the program will deplete in $2.9 trillion reserve fund in 2035. Well, right now there's nothing in it. Anyways, it's IOUs. So who are counting on? Retirees, a lot of them are counting on it. 40.2% of Americans age 60 and up rely on Social Security for retirement income. Unmarried men, 39.2%, and women, 42.3%, are more likely to rely on Social Security for their source of retirement income. That's in comparison to 23.8% for couples. So let me skip down to some of these points because there's quite a bit of stuff here. More than one in four workers, 28% expect to rely on Social Security as their primary source of income, including baby boomers, those with household income of less than $50,000, 40%. Non-college graduates, 35%, and women, 32%. So it's a very important item. So if you haven't taken your Social Security, go to Legacy Financial Presents. There's that mini seminar that I talked about on Social Security, or Google the word legacy financial, take you to an area in Google that's Leave a Legacy, leavealegacy.com. Go to that website and you'll see some on-demand seminars. Click on Social Security. Now, the cost of living is going up 1.6% this year. So for an average retiree who gets a monthly check of $1,460, that adds up to an additional $23.40 a month, according to Senior Citizens League. In 2019, recipients received 2.8%. And before that was 0.03. Before that, it was zero. Social Security benefits have lost 33% of buying power. There's the important thing, since 2000. So if you rely on that, you're going backwards. The TSCL's analysis found that over 40% of benefits of $1,075 per month in 2009 lost a total of $15,258 in financial growth. So are you keeping up? Probably not. Do you need extra income? Come in, get that retirement roadmap. What we do is we show the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money? It's pretty powerful. It's very enlightening. So when we come back, we'll finish this section up, and I'll talk about something called the worthless IRA. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're going to continue along this vein talking about Social Security. And then we're going to talk about the worthless IRA and why you may want to get a copy of this book. I talked about it several weeks ago on the show, but it's pretty powerful. All these books I talk about, you can get them at no charge. But to continue along Social Security, the maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security that you pay into is $137,700. So that's up $4,800. But Bernie Sanders, I won't even go in and tell you what he wants to do. He wants people to pay more into it, but you're going to get any more benefits. He's going to cut it off, cap it, so to speak. So it's a social program. Of course, he's a socialist, pretty close to a communist. The only difference is they haven't, at least so far, he hasn't advocated confiscating property. He hasn't done that yet. But filing for benefits, Social Security is technically designed to pay the same amount in total lifetime benefits, regardless of the age at which a beneficiary claims them. Remember, they take the highest 35 years earnings. Filing for benefits early will reduce the amount of monthly payment. I think most of you know that. But you collect more payments. That depends, of course, how long you live. But you still will collect more. Even if you died at 70, you'll get more than someone who waited to 70 or, say, 66 or 67. But the payments are lower. Delaying benefits provides higher monthly benefits, but fewer of them. If you live an average life expectancy, these factors will even themselves out. Now, the question is, what do they mean by life expectancy? It's not life expectancy what you may be thinking, like 85, because the break even a lot of these is about 77 or 78. Benefits increase about 8% every year if you delay it. When you're 66, if you delayed it like I did, you got 8% simple interest. Of course, you're 67, you only get 3 years, 8%, all the way up to 70. Although benefits can begin as early as 62 for eligible seniors, the program incentivizes patience. If we replace two retired workers, identical scenarios next to each other, the same work history, earnings, and birth year, the one claiming their benefit is 70, could earn much as 76% per month more than retiring, taking their payout as soon as possible, 62. But it all depends on what your philosophy is. Maybe you think you're too old, you can't do anything. You think you're going to die. So one shoe doesn't really fit all. But we have the software. If you aren't sure, you haven't taken it yet, there are a lot of strategies you can do. One's called Start, Stop, and Start Again. Probably never heard of that one, and there's something you can do to fill the income spots in between that. Never heard of that? Well, my daughter used to work for Social Security Office. You may want to come in and check that out. Let me give you some contact information at Legacy Financial Strategies. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or you can Google the word Legacy Financial. Click on Leave a Legacy. It has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com. Now, here's a scam alert reported by the Social Security. So listen up. Gail Ennis, Inspector General at Social Security Administration, has issued a new warning for the general public to be extremely vigilant of telephone scammers that are now using email to threaten innocent victims and convince them to fork over sensitive information like Social Security numbers. Social Security scams are so popular during tax seasons because fraudsters can use stolen Social Security numbers to claim tax refunds before the owners of those numbers have a chance to file their legitimate tax returns. Social Security has a new tool that can be used to report suspicious activity. So if you want to find out, give us a call. We can give you that information. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, and the rest of the segment, we're going to be talking about the smart IRA and the worthless IRA. They sound almost like a contradiction. One smart, I told you what that meant last week, was written by Matt Sagula, S-A-G-U-L-A, and he talks about how moving these qualified accounts into tax-free requirements. Well, this gentleman talks about the worthless IRA, written by Jeff Brumett. You can get it on Amazon, B-R-U-M-M-E-T-T. How to keep Wall Street and Uncle Sam from getting their greedy little fingers on your hard-earned money. And there's a lot of topics, but we're going to talk about what Chapter 10 says. IRA rules, strings in the golden handcuffs. Resistance, he said, is futile. As bad as the news in Chapter 9, you have to get the book to see what Chapter 10 says, was for most of us. He said, I have more news you're not going to like. This is equally terrible news, but like the awful news of Chapter 9, get the book, see what that says. This news is spun to make us think positively about Wall Street's IRA strategy and negatively about any alternative strategy. IRAs are complicated because of all the financial strings attached to them. A picture of the string tentacles in an IRA might closely resemble the intricate trappings and complexities of a spider's web. Picture that in your mind, what a spider web is. No small living thing escapes. That's why they build the web. And what we are told about these retirement instruments, to employ a pun, each string is supposedly spun to our benefit. But, he says, let's take a look at a few of the more understandable strings. Then you can decide for yourself just how beneficial this instrument is and who might actually benefit the most. Can you get out of that web if you're already in it? The first string is a requirement that, with few exceptions, forces IRA holders to invest in securities-based financial products, a product at risk. That's the 401k. As I mentioned in the last couple of weeks, the Secure Act, now it's delayed it to 72, and if you're working, you can still put money in those accounts, IRAs, but they now offer an income plan, a paycheck for life, a type of annuity inside those 401ks. When he wrote this book, they didn't have that. They just passed that law December 20th, 2019. They added it onto this spending bill. He says, why not? After all, retirement is critical and certain need. Wouldn't it be more logical and responsible for everyone to be able to invest a portion of his accumulated savings to an instrument offering certainty? Well, they did pass that. Why not allow, better yet, why not mandate these retirement IRA saving instruments to include a variety of safe financial products? Well, if you're already retired, you don't have those, but those who are in it, stay tuned. You're going to see those products. It's going to be bonanza for the insurance company. So you're going to have like your own insured pension program inside the 401k as an option. Besides, why would you want the option to invest in something safe for your future? What kind of idiot thinks like that? That's what Jeff said. After all, you want to be rich when you retire, don't you? And of course, he says sarcastically, only the stock market can make you rich when you retire. Everybody knows that. Without risk, there's no reward, right? Wrong. Therefore, because we care so much about you, we're going to make it almost impossible for you to make the mistake of saving for your future in a place that limits what you can earn. You don't want limits, do you? Does anyone see the ludicrous nature of this line of reasoning? Here's a little side note. He has down the lower box. In 1980, when 401ks were still in their infancy, you could invest in 10-year treasuries bond at a guaranteed 15% compound interest rate. Remember those days? Even passbook savings, now inflation was rampant too, but even passbook savings accounts could be found at 6% or more. Try funding your 401k into a bank savings account at 6% today. Yet safe, guaranteed, reasonable interest rate. Investment options were not included in the vast majority of 401k plans. And why not? Only what's best. Here's the second string. Wall Street and Uncle Sam so much want you to retire with a mountain of savings that IRA code rules prohibit you from taking your money out before 59 and a half. They didn't change that. If you do that, there's a 10% penalty before 59 and a half. Of course, for your own good, they say. See, this is for retirement. If we didn't put this rule in, you know what? You'll rob from yourself throughout your life and then have nothing saved for when you retire. Of course, this is for your own good. So, folks, if you'd like to get this book called The Worthless IRA, I'm not really doing it justice. There's just so much information. It's 188 pages. He's going to come out with a new version after the Secure Act, and then a shortened version, about 100 pages. But it's called The Worthless IRA. You can get it from Amazon, or we'll be getting some in shortly. You can give us a call toll-free if you'd like to get one. So let me give you the table of contents. Chapter 1, the problem is math. It's always about the math. Average portfolio returns. When is 1.79% greater than 5.36%? Is that possible? That's one of the chapters. From guarantees to living and pearl, or relying on risk, the evolution of retirement planning. What really drives stock prices? Every market has its time and place. The post 2008 stock market recovery, real and sustainable, or hocus pocus, dominoes. And then IRA, a tax savings benefit, or ticking time bomb. IRA rules strings. I start talking a little bit about that. Chapter 12, the secret insurance asset. Chapter 13, college planning, tax-free retirement. Chapter 14, why guaranteed life income. Hear this, folks. Lifetime income should be a part of every retiree's financial plan. Chapter 15, guaranteed income. So the book again is called Worthless IRA by Jeff Brumit. If you'd like to get on the list to get a copy of that, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're talking a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. It's the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before we get into the political fiasco and what's going on down at the Roden Farm down in Washington, let me give you another offer. In fact, I gave it to a potential person that came in today. I completely forgot about it. And we're talking about estate planning. I used to give this out quite a bit. And I'm going to offer it again to folks. I got a bunch of these. It's called Because I Love You, The Family Organizer. Valuable forms for you, your spouse, loved ones, and aging parents. It's a family organized list of 50 pages. List of advisors. You want to list your advisors, seasonal household to-do list, document checklists, important household items, family calendar schedule, errands, grocery to-do list, trips, travel planner, packing list, quick reference phone list, family matters, personal marriage inventory, over 100 family questions that you may want to ask, at least some of them, family trees, notes of cartoons, special days, birthdays, and anniversaries, all listed in this booklet, gift-giving planner, financial matters, list of accounts, income sources, lifestyle expenses, liabilities and debt. Remind me, this guy had a nice spreadsheet, everything laid out. The only thing is he needed laminated so it doesn't wear out, but he said each of his kids have copies of it. Assets and possessions, Christian charitable planning, but his was a one page with financial, but didn't have all this other stuff. Retirement and medical matters, list of internet resources for retirees, family medical information, medical and end of this life decisions. Reminds me, my undergraduate degree is at Youngstown State in psychology. I took a course called Thanatology. That's a study of death and dying. We're all going to die, folks. We'll talk about that at the end. We're going to spend eternity. End of life planning matters, estate planning matters, additional resources. 50 pages called Because I Love You. So I'd like to get a copy of it. It's written by Brian Kluth, Kluth. So, ultimate guy for organizing, the family organizer, Because I Love You. Call us toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Click on a spot in Google that says Leave a Legacy. It'll take you to our website, leavealegacy.com. So we're doing this Thursday, which is January 30th, and it airs on Saturday, which you're listening to it now from 11 to 12. So this all may be for naught because they're probably going to vote sometime, maybe late tomorrow, possibly Saturday, and they probably will squash the witnesses. But Rand Paul from Kentucky Senator wanted to get a question out, and his question was kind of squashed. So what he did is he tweeted that, and then he went out to the microphones, and I guess he read the question. I didn't really hear the question. But here's a tweet. It says, are you aware and how do you respond to reports that Ciaramella, I've talked about him in the past, that's the so-called alleged whistleblower in MISCO, MISCO's out in the news a lot, so that name's out in the public, may have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were former House impeachment proceedings. Well, I don't know about you. I would like answers to those kind of questions. So Paul's 2.6 million listed Twitter followers know who Ciaramella's name is. Countless millions of readers of conservative news sites, such as the Western Journal, which I get, Breitbart, and the Federalist, as well as the vast audience of conservative radio, John Rich Limbaugh and Mark Levin, have heard the name. So why are they hiding this? But really, does the whistleblower make a difference? Like Kurt Gowdy said, former congressman. It doesn't. They have the transcript. Of course, the Democrats doesn't think it's not the original. Some of it's been redacted. So therefore, it's not valid. No, it's valid. So why do you don't need the whistleblower? It's hearsay. How far down do you want to go for this hearsay? So-and-so said this, so-and-so said this. The transcript and the prime minister from Ukraine. So there's no there. And I would like to see witness. I would like to see a circus, but it's not good for the country. I would love that they would call all the witnesses they want to call, but I'd like to see Joey Biden, Uncle Joe. I hope he wears his bathing suit if he comes to the hearing. I would like to see Hunter Biden. I would like to see Adam Schiff. You know, Adam Schiff. Now, there's a guy under oath. I think he would probably perjure himself. And the rest of the circuses, I can think of three or four other ones like they have. So, three or four or five witnesses, if they could drag it out another 2 weeks, I'd be for that circus. But really, you're not going to change the outcome. This is not impeachable. It's a nonsense. They're grasping for straws. They want to be able to use this on their ad campaigns, thinking that the vast majority of Americans are stupid. Now, some are, but the most of them, by the way, a lot of people are not. They're aware of what's going on. So I think probably we'll find out, because you'll be here Saturday, if I'm right, either Friday or sometime Saturday. So if it's later Saturday afternoon, you might not know that, but I think probably late Friday night we'll probably have an answer. So one of the other thing is, if they want to call John Bolton, well, his friend, his right-hand man, his chief of staff, here's what he had to say. You may or may not be aware of this story. A former top aide to John Bolton made a compelling case why the once national security advisor to President Donald Trump should not release his tell-all book until after the 2020 election. Now, the White House says they'll work with him to get his book published, but there are certain things he can't put in a book, which is always for security purposes. The New York Times report on Sunday that Trump told Bolton in August that he wanted to put a hold on a $391 million military assistance until Ukraine agreed to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, as well as other alleged interference by Ukrainians in the 2016 election, according to an unpublished manuscript of Bolton's book, due to be released in March. Fred Fleets, F-E-I-T-Z, if I'm pronouncing it right, describes himself as a friend of Bolton and served as his chief of staff in both the Trump and George W. Bush administration, believes his former boss, that's Bolton, is setting a bad precedent if Bolton allows his book called The Room Where It Happened to be published before the upcoming presidential election. He said, that's the chief of staff of Bolton, given the importance of protecting a president's confidential discussions with his senior advisor, he said, this is Fred Fleets, F-E-F-L-E-I-T-Z, Fleets, given the importance of protecting the president's confidential discussion with his senior advisor, he said, I strongly disagree with Bolton's decision to release the book before the November presidential election, and he said, I call him to withdraw it from the publisher immediately. Fleisch wrote in an op-ed for Fox News. He said, the presidents must be able to candidly consult with their advisors without worrying they will leak their discussions to their press or obtain high-dollar book contracts to publish them. Kind of almost like blackmail. Not exactly, but kind of like it. A book by former National Security Advisor, head of presidential's reelection bid may, he said, set a dangerous precedent since it could discourage future presidents from seeking advice from expert advisors on sensitive national security matters. Fleets went on to say, or Fleets, when offered the example of former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, stepped down from his post in the Obama administration in June of 2011. He said Gates waited until January 2014 after President Barack Obama's reelection to release his book, Duty, Memoirs of a Secretary at War, which detailed what the former DOD, Department of Defense Secretary, believed to be a serious incompetence among the Commander-in-Chief's National Security Team, including then Vice President who? Joey Biden, Uncle Joe. Fleets wrote that the reason Gates waited was that he did not want his internal knowledge of the workings of the Obama administration in his interaction with President Obama to affect the outcome of the 2012 presidential election. Gates established a principal precedent on how senior advisor to presidents should write about their experiences. Flights, that's a former chief of staff of Bolden. So, that's what he had to say. So remember this, if you want to protect your money, you want to reduce your taxes, you want to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, avoid probate, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You want to protect your freedom, get informed, get educated, vote, turn off that communist news network. I call it that because Van Jones, who's a communist, works there. Turn that off. Now, Fox is probably the best one, but you got to watch there. There's some dicey people on there. But there's other sources. Get educated. Ask for wisdom and discernment. But the important things, I talked earlier, you're going to die, I'm going to die. Now, this is serious, folks. Where are you going to spend eternity? Is it heaven or hell? It's not the annihilation theory. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. Now, grant you, there'll be millions, maybe even billions in heaven, but there'll be many more billions and billions not in heaven. Many people who profess they are believers, but they're not. They don't possess. Lord, Lord, I never knew you. Why? Many people think they're going to heaven because they're a pretty good person. How do they determine that? Because they're their own God. Ignorance and pride. The secret to getting to heaven is what? James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and he'll lift you up. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. You know, man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. He stands at the door. He loves everyone, all. He wants all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. A-L-L. All. But unfortunately, most won't. He's a loving God, but he's a just God. You have to ask for forgiveness, humble yourself, repent of your sins, then accept Jesus Christ as the God. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? Is he Lord or is he a lunatic or a liar? There's two judgments. The judgment seat of Christ for believers or the great white throne judgment. Unfortunately, many will spend eternity in hell. Why? Not because of him, because of your choice. So I'm praying for you. Tune to our radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. To hear more about it, call One Way Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.